Greetings. This is Tefko Sarasovic. The lecture is presentation of search results, guidelines for deliverables. The central ideas of the lecture is that the search is not finished with the search itself. There is more to be done. Effectiveness of results is enhanced with proper presentation. As a matter of fact, a proper presentation is an added value to the search. The presentation is rather short and sweet. We have 19 slides, two of which are title and a picture at the end. So in effect, we have 17 slides. So let's go on with it. The goals of a proper presentation is to create reports that will delight the user, enlighten the user, assure the user, and guide the user to the next things that he or she can do. The goal is to make it in a format that is easy to interpret and use, that maximizes utilization for decision-making for the user, and for the user that minimizes information overload. But when you're doing presentation, don't go overboard. Don't overpresent. Why is it important? Why is it of importance to make a proper presentation? Well, it is to enhance potential use of information by the user, to enhance the comprehension of what is presented by the user, to enhance assimilation, and to enhance recall, as well as user satisfaction. It is also to save time for the user, but on the other hand, it is also to boost your own professional position and success. Good presentations kind of linger in the minds of users, which enhances you. Here are some basic considerations that should be taken in account when doing a presentation. The presentation is governed by the user characteristics, who the users are. You may have different presentation for different kind of users. The user tasks, the requests that the users make, the expected use by the users, and of course by economics, that means time and money that can be spent in order to make a presentation. In a presentation, form follows functions. As a matter of fact, there is no one-size-fits-all type of presentations. Deliverables in presentations are mostly customized. However, in many institutions, corporations in particularly, there are standardized templates, forms, or packages that are used for given occasions and given presentations. And these standardized forms and templates enhance presentation and make it standardized for the users so they know what is coming. Here are some clues for customizing. Information about the desired deliverable are gathered from the user. You did the user interview, you did the request, and you made a user model. So the information how to customize should be derived from that. And it is also derived from an analysis or description about how user is using information. Furthermore, customize is also made from experience, your own experience from previous encounters, or your learning that you would make about presentations, and suggestions from literature and studies. There is a considerable body of knowledge on the topic of presentation in a number of fields. For instance, in the field of visualization, in effective communication, in writing skills. As for writing skills, get the old standby Strunk and White elements of style. There are restrictions to presentations. One, and probably the most important one, is economics. It's the time and money available, the time that you have, and the money that should be spent or could be spent on the presentations. Of course, it's also restricted by resources that are available, by technical capabilities of both you and the users, by institutional policies. In some institutions, the policies may be that there is a minimum, and some that is maximum type of time and money spent on the presentation. Then restrictions are also user requirements, user tolerances, user knowledge, and knowledge and skill in packaging and presenting information. In other words, restriction is you. Here's the worst scenario. The possibly worst scenario is delivering printouts of results of pages without any arrangements, without any editing or sorting, without any explanations, which in fact equals dumping of your search results on the desk or lap of the user. Everything else that you do to these printouts and results of pages is added value. That added value could be minimum or could be increased with added processing. Well, the enlightened part starts with synthesis of results. It varies in analysis and detail, and I'm outlining here three scenarios for a synthesis. At minimum, you should have an executive summary. An executive summary provides salient steps and findings. It is succinct and it's often bulleted. In business, an executive summary is a report, a proposal, in a miniature, usually one page or shorter. Could be one and a half page, no more than two. That is, the executive summary contains enough information for the reader to become acquainted with the full document without reading it. Executive summary differs from an abstract in that an abstract is usually only about 6 to 8 lines long, and the purpose of an abstract is to inform the user of the points to be covered that are covered in the report. While the executive summary is longer and is highly condensed version of the most important information of the full documents. The executive summaries is independent statement rather than a part of the body of the document. It is placed at the beginning of the document. Well, after the executive summary, at a higher level is provision of an overview, which contains a summation of pertinent information that was found, and it extracts nuggets of goals that have been found, and includes recommendations. The highest level of synthesis is a report or brief. This is a written narrative of trends analysis, compilation of findings, for instance, a market report, maybe, and articles that are found serve as references. Of course, the minimum, the executive summary, takes the shortest time to do, the overview quite longer, and the highest, the report or a brief, takes the longest. Here are some guidelines for content. In the executive summary, you should restate the search query briefly, review again briefly the sources that consult, explain the search strategy that you used, reiterate the key findings, and summarize the recommendations. These then, every one of these, could be then elaborated in the report. Remember, the executive summaries reads independent of the report. Now, the report itself includes full and organized search results. Each section, if you have sections, should precede by a synthesis. And the report should include recommendations, if applicable, about further sources for the users to use and about the guidelines for user to proceed. So let me go now with my green tea. A sip, and the green tea is good, and it's with honey. As to delight, here are some packaging guidelines. User should want to read the report, so make an attractive title page, make it readable, use wide margins, larger font, serif typeface. Use sections headings liberally. There is nothing worse than having a report that just goes on and on and on without any section headings. Use visual elements where information lends itself, so you can use graphs, tables, charts. And simplify complex. Do not complicate simple. Make it easy handleable, so do not mess with paper clips and rubber bands and things like that. Further on delight. Well, the length, it depends heavily on user. It should have that short summary backed by longer original documents as we discuss. The SOIC documents should be well organized. They can be converted from different types formats into a standard one, so they're easier to read. You can use make and use a standard template if repeatedly delivering. And you can have stylized headings, for instance, from Word. Well, one useful thing is if you want to preserve the hyperlinks for the user is also to provide a digital version or digital sections where the hyperlinks are preserved and where the user, him or herself, can then further cut and paste. Okay, let's get on with organizing. Here are some search results guidelines. What to include, of course, depends on sources, on the request, on the user requirements, and on the domain. For instance, you could include bibliographic citations, abstracts. You could include selected full text, tables, graph, tables of content, and so on. You can also include web sources, screenshots of web pages, and the like. You should organize it by topics, and each of these topics should present by a short summary. Possibly you may also organize by assessment, by your own relevance assessment, by potential value and timeliness of the sources. You can organize it by authority and comprehensiveness, by readability and clarity. So you make certain assessments yourself, and then you organize it for the user according to these assessments. Here, if you use the assessments, then you can organize, you assess the relevance as to the topic of the search or sub-search, and you provide your own judgment and appropriateness, but you should explain to the user what your criteria are. If you use assessments, you should explain your considerations as value to the task that users have. If the authority is not obvious, particularly in web pages, then you should certainly explain the authority or lack of authority about items. You do not have to qualify, but if you do qualify any results and summary, remember, you are not a doctor, you are not a lawyer, you are not a chemist, a historian, and not a plumber. So, but you do know about information sources, so you qualify and use the usual hedging words or hedging statements such as, it would appear that, judging from XYZ, in this researcher study opinion, such and such was found. Here is the guidelines for assuring the users. Users need to be assured that they receive best information for the time and money available. So you should present your results also with some assurance that you did the best possible under the constraints that are available. So in the report, you should describe appropriate places, the sources and methodologies as used, the parameters of search, the inclusion and exclusion, the definition of terms that you use for searching if necessary. In appropriate places, you should cite specific sources in summary and refer them to articles. And you should also, if you use assessments, elaborate or mention what criteria and procedures will you use. If you do these, it assures the users as to the guidelines, as to the things that you did, that you did the best things possible. Now, as to the recommendation, most searches should include some recommendations for the users what to do next. So you should include and what for these and the details of what recommendations you'll include depend on the user and on the request. You should include where can the user get further information on his or her own. If you provide citations only, where and how can the user obtain the full articles, or how can you obtain the full articles, particularly if costs are involved. For the user, what institutions may be most relevant or helpful to consult in the future? Where and how can the user get training in searching, e.g. training on the use of the internet and evaluation of websites? Who are the possible contacts, the addresses, the emails, including your own? And how much would it cost if the search would be proceeding on the commercial sources or professional searches, if you have such course costs available? Here are some of the common user criteria, the criteria that the users are used, and here are some quotation that have been taken from various evaluations by users. Here's what the user said: my question was understood and addressed. Another user said, I do not have to comb through 50 pages to get the answers, or I can easily follow what was presented, or now I know more for decision I have to make. I'm less uncertain. Or, the worst case scenario, I can deal with this. It is a mess. So the users always use certain criteria for evaluating what you presented, and you might as well try to explore these criteria. So, at the end, actually how information is delivered, presented, can make or break a search. And if you're doing this for a library and professionally, it can make or break you, particularly in a corporate environment, or your library or your institutions. Guidelines for good practices exist and should be followed, as I said, to enlighten, you provide a synthesis, to organize, content and inclusion, to delight, the way you make a presentation, to assess, to assure, and to recommend. Here are some tips. The cool text provides you rendering of free logos, and the things that you see, principle of searching, here in the bottom of the page. I use the cool text to do that. In socially searched methods, there is a set of recommendations how to format a research report. The APA style guide, this is done by University of Wisconsin, of Washington, sorry, and it gives you good guidelines and how to not only use the APA style, but how to write a report. Marty Hurst at Berkeley did a number of visualization projects, and some of her presentations, PowerPoint presentations, are a delight to look at. And at the end, I really like this book. It is a book by Gar Reynolds. It's called Presentation Zen: Simple Ideas on Presentation Design and Delivery. And my daughter gave it to me. So go and get it. It's a delight to read, even if you don't do many presentations. And this is the end, and goodbye.